Golden State Warriors. Welcome to another episode of the Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. I'm with my boy, Brandon J. Stovall. Dubs took game three in Cleveland, 110-102. Kevin freaking Durant, 43-13-7. Clearly looked like the best player on the planet tonight. Steph Curry, off shooting night, 1-for-10 from the three-point land. Dubs still find a way to close it out and get the win. Stovall, what's your reaction to the Dubs only being one game away from another championship?
Well, I saw this in the future. I saw this, you know, last 2 weeks ago or wherever it was after we, you know, took the series in Houston. This is just going to be another one. Just one more game. Friday, one more. I think
Broom is ready. Yeah. Broom is warming up.
And I honestly think this is it for the Cavaliers because LeBron ain't sticking around.
He's gone. Yeah, this is probably the last relevant game the Cavs are going to play in probably the next 20 years.
They better put on a show for him.
Yeah, they have to. The Cleveland has to win, dude. They have to somehow find a way to win. You can't let the last game, the finals game that LeBron's going to play, end in an L, which I think it's going to end in an L, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they gave everything they had tonight. They out-rebounded us by 10, Stovall. And Steph goes 1-for-10 from three, and you out-rebound us by 10, and you still lose by 8?
Seriously.
Like, there's nothing they can do. I know Hood came in. He gave them some good minutes, good lift off the bench. 15. That's not enough.
Nope.
LeBron, way too passive in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was force-feeding it to Love. You're supposed to be the best player on the planet, man. Fourth quarter has got to be your quarter. You got to take over.
Clutch time.
He wasn't there, but Kevin Durant, dude, the shots of shots once again in game three.
Same spot,
but this time even further out.
Yep.
Absolutely insane. I mean, he's just hitting shots that you can't stop. Like, you did it. Like, Kevin Love is doing everything he can.
Yeah.
It's not enough, dude. Great offense beats great defense. What do you think of Kevin Durant, Stovall? Where does this put him in the conversation as far as all-time greats go and the best right now goes?
Oh, man. I mean, this is tough, man. Just because, I don't know, because it's different generations, obviously, different eras. You can't like the whole LeBron MJ thing, like that's so played out, and it's two different eras. Like, you can't really compare. I don't know, man.
Is it safe to say he's the best pure scorer we've ever seen?
I would say yes, because he gives. Not only can he give you that pull up from 70 feet away, but he can also attack. He also attacks. He's not just gonna settle for that shot. He'll also attack, which I love seeing. It's tough.
Anytime he catches the ball, he's a threat to score.
You can't be
no
stopped.
No matter where he is.
Yeah. Like, off the dribble, he can't be stopped.
And he's just so good at getting to his spots, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he just somehow gets to his spot and scores. It's insane.
What I liked tonight in what Kevin Durant was doing, sometimes he gets the ball when he has a mismatch and he tries to, like, post him up and then turns and does that fadeaway.
Yeah.
But tonight he was like turning, he was up faking, and he was even like leaning in, trying to get some contact, and even just going straight up. Like, there was multiple times where he just went straight up in the guy's face. You saw like the hand go literally right in front of his grill, and he still makes the shot.
I mean, that was insane. And like, I don't know what the Cavs are doing. They just kept switching. They kept getting Love on him and Nance on him and all these mismatches on him. It's like, I don't know what they're doing. And also, it's like, LeBron, if you're the best player on the planet, why aren't you guarding him in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Why aren't you being like, I got
him? He's gassed.
Exactly. Dude.
He's tired, man.
He's tired.
I mean, if you're running around for 40-plus minutes out there, you know.
Almost 48, dude. Like, he played what? Didn't he play almost the whole game?
Yeah, he's gassed. You can't guard the best player and then try and score every single one of your points.
True. Man, that was awesome. What'd you think of the bench, dude? Jordan Bell was big.
Great, great bench Livingston, production.
Iguodala.
JaVale McGee.
Dude, he got the start again.
Got 10 points, dropped 10 points. I love when he starts, especially like the beginning of the game and then the second half. Yeah. He gets quick buckets just like that. And something like that can change the game down the road. Like getting just a quick dunk or just like a quick layup or an alley-oop, anything like that, can kind of translate what the game's going to play out. So, I mean, I love the minutes. I love the bench minutes. I love what they're putting in. Iguodala just coming off his injury. He had the huge steal in the end.
Dude, huge steal. Wasn't that on Kevin Love?
Yeah, huge steal.
Just ripped it from – dude, he has the quickest, strongest hands.
Yep. He just swipes in there.
Just swipes in there, and he always gets ball. Like, he somehow almost always manages to get a piece. He was sensational, man. That was awesome. Dude, Livingston, I think, went 11 shots now in the finals, and then he missed his 12, right?
Yeah.
So 11 for 11. I don't know if that's a finals record or not, but that's pretty remarkable.
It's efficient. We're just getting efficient minutes from our bench players, which, you know, in turn, the Cavs, they're not, you know? Nobody's out there hitting a big-time shot. No one's out there on the Cavs getting a big-time steal. Like, aside from LeBron and, you know, Kevin Love.
Yeah, I mean, the others aren't performing well enough. And again, dude, they're not a good defensive team. How many layups did we get?
Yeah.
What did we talk about after game two? You got to make 3 or 4 passes, dude.
Yep.
And you're going to get a layup.
Yep, seriously.
And the Cavaliers just, they don't have any good individual defenders.
Uh-uh.
That's why you can get the switch and go to work. And I mean, Kyle Korver, who's definitely a player that would play well alongside LeBron, right? Because LeBron, there's this whole notion that LeBron makes his players better, when really he only makes the low usage rate players better. And the players that are more catch and shoot type players, he makes them better, like Kyle Korver. But you can't play Kyle Korver because he's such a liability on the defensive end.
Yeah, he just gets beat.
So, I mean, it's pretty... I'm saying it's a wrap, dude. I'm saying the Dubs are going to win game four and sweep. And that's how you feel too.
Yep.
You got any score prediction for us, Stovall?
What was the final score? It was like
110-102 tonight.
110-102. I'm gonna say right in there as well. Maybe 113-105, 106. 113-106. That's probably my final prediction. What about you?
This is a matter of thinking if the Cavs are gonna pack it in or not and be ready to go to Cancun.
Yeah.
Because if they don't show up, it could be, you know, 112-100 and they're like, oh, LeBron's out the door, it's whatever. But I feel like they got to have some sort of fight. Like, you know, this is the last relevant game the Cavs are going to play for the next 20 years probably.
Yeah.
So
put on a show.
You
got to
show up and fight. So with that being said, I'll probably go like 114-109.
Yeah.
I'll say a 5-point win, like 114-109. And I expect Steph to bounce back, man. He usually does.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he does have an off shooting night, he bounces back. Same thing with Clay.
Yeah. It was a piss poor shooting performance from both of them. They both played great defense.
Great defense.
Curry even got a block in there, I think, on that one.
He had some clutch rebounds.
Clutch rebounds and steals. He had that one steal on LeBron throwing it to the corner there at the end. But yeah, man, We're looking at the repeat. We're looking at the birth of the dynasty here.
Dude, it's just so crazy. Like, the Golden State Warriors are just so perfectly constructed.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane how perfectly constructed they are and how all the players complement each other. Like, and everyone knows their role and there's no egos involved.
Yeah.
Like, any young kids listening to this podcast, like, you need, when you're on a team, you need to know your role. Like, that's just so not talked about enough in the sports world. Like, know your role and be the best at your role that you can be.
I agree.
And everybody on the Warriors knows their role. Championship team. There's no egos involved. No one cares about their numbers, dude.
No.
You see Steph after the game, he's congratulating KD.
Yeah.
Like, and he's still, and like you said, he still played hard on the defensive end. Like, so how many players you know that go 1 for 10 like that and then just pack it in?
Pissed because they're not scoring.
Pissed, and then they don't, and they just pack it in on the defensive end.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not all about scoring. And especially what I love about the Golden State Warriors, too, it's also like the whole team atmosphere. It's like, oh, yeah, Curry doesn't have it going tonight. You know what? He's going to feed Durant. You know, Klay doesn't have it going tonight. You know what? He's going to come off those screens, you know, pass the ball to KD. It's like they feed who's hot, which is nice. That's it's.
And how about Steph hitting that one transition three? Wide open three.
He had to get the one in. Well, just before that, he hit that little like floater, that up
that was under insane floater.
But yeah, he had to get his three ball in there. But man,
oh man,
one
and
more.
And to touch on KD, even I mean, because I know like people are going to talk about how he gets hate for coming over to the Warriors. We haven't really got to talk about this yet.
Mm-hmm.
But how he gets a lot of hate. People call him the snake. But it's like, dude, you come to the cult. Like, you need to come to our culture and learn how to win.
Yeah.
LeBron did it. He went to Miami. He with Wade and Pat Riley learned how to win. Durant came to Golden State, learned how to win, playing our culture. And dude, do you see how much fun they have?
Yeah.
Like the Warriors are having so much fun. And like, could you imagine that locker room in OKC? No one knew how to win. Like, yeah. Full of egos. Like you're dealing with Westbrook and all this
stuff. And like Carmelo was saying, I'm not coming off the bench.
Like, yeah, like and it's again, dude, like you have all that nonsense going on, but like the Dubs, it's just all about winning, dude.
It's all about winning. It's a winning atmosphere, it's a winning team, it's a winning organization.
Man, and then let's touch on the finals MVP, dude. We were talking Steph. I think Durant snatched it from him. Unless Steph can go off in game four and maybe Durant doesn't go, Durant has an off night. We'll see. Obviously, we still have game four to play. How do you feel about that?
I'm still riding with Team Steph. I'm still Team Steph, just because he didn't get it last year. He didn't get it the first year. He probably should have gotten it the first year.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not a selfish player at all. And I think whoever's doing the voting for the MVP, I think they're just gonna, regardless of what kind of happens, I think they're gonna give it to Steph just because it's freaking Steph Curry.
And he needs to win one.
Yeah, and just put one in his trophy case. But damn. KD sure making a run for it.
Oh man, I mean, dude, that shot, another shots of shots, dude, top of the key, that was so deep. I was shocked that he even just pulled it.
Yeah,
like he called for the screen, and then like what happened is he called for the screen and the guy who was on him turned to look at the screen.
Yeah,
and he just shot it.
It's one of those shots where it's a bad shot if he misses, but it's a great shot if it goes in.
Oh man, well you heard it here again, man. The Brett Frost Podcast, the number one Golden State Warriors podcast in the Bay Area. Subscribe, message us if you have any questions or topics you want us to talk about. Help us grow. One more win till Dynasty. One more win till repeat. Let's go, Dubs. Get your broomsticks ready.